800-990-9110. Just call from any landline.
I'm definitely going to call the number so I can get my very own Shakira ringtones and tracks.
The Superstar Line, brought to you by Telemedia.
Cairo's number one hit music station. 104.2 Nile FM.
Well, you know this song. Tell everybody who it is.
Who?
The one that's playing right now.
Right, Aisha, yeah, Chef Khaled.
There we go.
song that I know.
I'm exactly.
Aren't you proud of me?
I'm very proud of you, actually. That is my absolute favorite song ever now. I heard it, actually heard a local band here in Cairo play that song one night when I was out, and I've been just in love with it ever since. And the words are so beautiful when you translate it into English. There's an actual English version of it, too, by a group called Outlandish.
Uh-huh.
Just not the same as that one. But I wanted to know what he was saying because I knew it was a beautiful song, even though I didn't understand him. So I looked it up, and the words are so intense when you actually read them in English.
Wow.
So it's just a beautiful song, and that's I just absolutely adore it.
Lovely.
So I had to play it.
Because
It's definitely a love song.
Of course it is. So, wrap-up time?
Yeah, it's wrap-up time. Then I need to announce the winner for the 500 LE voucher.
I envy those guys.
What, of the 500 LE?
Yeah, you know, since you started that competition...
I bought you a toe ring. Knock
yeah.
it off.
Oh, I'm wearing... Okay, now, Aaron got me a toe ring, and it's very pretty, and I'm wearing it right now. All right, so Amy Coolfire, she's saying, please tell everyone that fall in love online that they have to watch out because, in fact, they're falling in love with the one in their mind, not the real one. Let them think twice. This is the wisest thing ever.
Yeah, but this person met the girl in person, too.
Just once.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. like you said, meet her a couple more times.
Yeah.
But you know what? Even though you say some people online aren't the real people, I believe that every once in a while there's somebody on there that's real. Because I have a friend
mm-hmm.
who did the online dating thing and met her husband, and they've been married 11 years.
That's a coincidence. And a miracle.
Not in America.
No?
No. Matt, it's a website that people use back home, like to meet people. I have lots of friends that have met their spouses on an actual online dating
yeah.
service.
Well, let's because be safe than sorry.
Well, right. I know that, and I yeah. understand where you're coming from, yeah. too, but maybe some people are tired of meeting people in clubs, and you know what I mean? They just want to meet somebody that's, you know, just a good person.
All right, so here's the thing. We're wrapping up now, and we had a very, very, very interesting topic. We were talking about families and how they interfere in our relationships, and I just got an SMS from Khaled Al-Banna.
Uh-huh.
Are our families killing our abilities to love by their traditions, or are they helping us? Does love need help? Actually, we were talking about this for the past hour, and no, love does not need help. All we need from our families is their blessings. And that's it. They're blessings. Lots of interference and lots of traditions and lots of taboos and lots of do's and don'ts and rules and expectations just freak people out. And then you have more and more and more guys refusing to get married and avoiding the ring thing. And you have a lot of girls who are either avoiding the family thing or avoiding the marriage thing. So it's just complicating things.
I don't think you should necessarily avoid marriage, but I think there's a lot of pressure.
Tell you a secret, Aaron?
Yes.
It's freaking me out.
Oh, goodness
Every
gracious.
Time I meet a guy, and then, okay, so I'm going to go through the whole family thing, and then he's going to have to meet everybody that I ever spoke to, and then my mom and my dad and my brother and my this and my that, and it's just freaky.
I know, but you know what? I think if you're yourself and you know you're the type of person you are in your heart, and you're yourself around people, then it shouldn't matter. When you meet people, you're going to be yourself anyhow. You know what I mean? If the person you're involved with likes you for you, what makes you think that their family's not going to like you for you?
Well, because that's the thing. They're not looking for you. You know, what if the age thing comes up? Or what if the experience thing comes up? Or what if the me living alone comes up? You know, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, live and let live, guys.
All right, right on. You've been listening to After Dark right here on Cairo's number one hit music station. I need to announce my winner, and you just scrolled the screen on me, Marwa.
Oh, I did.
Oh, my God. That's okay.
I just got nervous.
I know. We share this screen, and she just moved it. Okay, it came from Juju, and she wanted to hear Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing and I Will Always Love You. So congratulations, Juju. You won the 500 LE voucher from Adela Shack. They are an established brand of women's fashion clothing right here in Egypt. They're located at 12 Ned Al Said Street, and they're open till midnight 7 days a week. They're a true fashion authority here in Egypt. Congratulations. Make sure you join me tomorrow night for another episode of After Dark. It all starts at 10 o'clock. I'll be on the air at 8 o'clock with the evening session powered by Intel. And like I said, if you want to get in touch with Marwa about a relationship issue or a question you may have, you can reach her at her website, marwaraka.com. Or you can join our Facebook group and ask away there as well, because the show is all about helping people in relationships. And it's all about love, request, and dedication. So we'll close out tonight with Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing, and I Will Always Love You right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a good night.
You break down.